And here we are back finally with a bonus pod for Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch Ari. Thank you for being here. I'm going to try to do a better show than I did last time. Last time I phoned it in, it was a 50%er, not going to lie. Today I'm going to get back to some fitness tips, and I will talk about the random insanity that is my life. Here is, one of these is going to turn into a legal matter, and I can't discuss it. Because I'm going to hurt someone, and I can't talk about it. So something bad happened today. I almost lost my temper, and it's going to escalate to physical violence very soon. And I don't need a recorded, evidence of my prediction of that happening, because the physical violence will not be upon me. I can tell you, that's how I roll. And there is a lot going. I hate it when people say, wow, I got this, but I can't tell you. But I do. I do have this and I can't tell you. I have that thing I can't tell you about the physical violence story. And then I have, something looming in the possible near future, which would result in the end of this podcast, not the God Wants to Talk to You podcast, which is my other podcast that would continue rolling. But this one would be wiped from the slate of the earth if these situations develop. It's not in my control. I'm just letting it roll, and whatever happens, happens. I'm here for the ride. I can tell you there is something that happened a while ago, and I have forgot to talk about it here in the podcast, and it was the funny story. The funny story of when I was walking my dog, and a drunk Hispanic neighbor called me names in Spanish, not knowing I understood Spanish swear words. Remember, I'm married to a Latin person who speaks Spanish, so I understand when someone's talking shit about me. I'm crystal clear. And I cursed him out in Spanish, at which point he was offended, and his jaw hit the floor, and his wife laughed at him, and so on. That was and to me, that whole thing was funny. All right. That same guy I have seen since then, and it was funny when he walked out right as I was walking by with the dog again, and I immediately could tell he was stone cold sober, and I don't think he remembers one bit of what happened, because he walked right up to me and goes, in perfect English, by the way, "Hello, sir, how are you tonight?" That's what he said to me. I was like, how are you? I'm not going to be a jerk to someone. You're a jerk to me, I'm be a jerk to you. But I'm not going to be a jerk just to be a jerk to someone. And, you know, there was no craziness the last time. He talked shit about me. I talked shit about him. That was the end of it. But when he said that, I was like, he doesn't remember me from the week or so before that. But that was a pretty funny story. And then... God, someone was showing me a thing today. Have you guys seen the guy that was the serial killer of cats? What the F? And what a if there's a stereotype of a serial killer, that guy's mugshot is it. You're like, oh yeah, well, that guy's a serial killer. And remember, they always say serial killers start out killing animals, torturing and killing animals, and then they move up to humans. So that guy... Well, maybe he had. Maybe he killed humans, too. He looks like a serial killer. Guy is twisted. He would go around Orange County, abduct cats, catnap cats, ha! And then he would torture them, murder them at his humble abode, which is terrifying. It's so weird. I can't, for the life of me, figure how anyone... could harm an animal or a child. And I don't care what kind of animal. Maybe a snake. I'd kill a snake. I'd kill spiders. Like, you know, a rat, something like that. But there's a lot of people that have pet rats, and I've played with rats before that are pets that, you know, they're all right. You're a little weird if you have rats for a pet. Just seriously, just letting you know what your friends are saying behind your back. But, you know, I wouldn't go out of my way to torture one. Like, I'd set a rat trap out for one. But especially domesticated animals. I'm talking dogs or cats. And heaven help, if I was going to eat an animal, I wouldn't take any great joy in killing it, and I would damn sure do the most humane way of killing it that I could. People are effing sick. What's weird is I see how people are do bad things to adult humans. I couldn't for the life of me see a child, and I don't care what race that child is, what anything about that child. Anyone harms a child, they deserve to meet our maker in my book. Man, those people are horrible. Let's get into my little workout stories here. Now that we're on a roll, I decided I should get back to talking about some workout news and some things. Then I'll get back to a fire update after that. But I wanted to keep it basic. I want to talk about burning fat. That's the one thing really everyone wants to do. I would say people would rather be fit, slim, than fit, muscular, buffed. Both are a lot of hard work. And you can do a little of both, typically, when you're on a correct mission. But, you know, if you want to lose fat, let's talk about that, because that's the main priority. There's many people that have no interest whatsoever in getting the beach muscles, and they just want to burn fat. If I could just lose this 10 to 15 to 500 pounds, I would be sexy as hell. Well, our number one thing to do if we're going to lose the weight, burn the fat, is a caloric deficit. No way around it. That is it. And if you only do a caloric deficit, you'll be successful. That's the thing. That's how important being on a diet is. So if you go to a moderate deficit of 300 to 500 calories daily, meaning you are consuming 300 to 500 calories less than you're burning, you are golden. Golden. And by doing that, right there alone, you'll lose a half a pound to 1 pound of fat per week. And obviously, getting an app, MyFitnessPal, or any other of the millions of apps, you can track your food intake. And that's really recommended. You can get it. And you'll, once you get into that world, it becomes an obsession. It really does. Great macro trackers. Macros are a big one too. And think about macros, and it's a debate, but it's true. And I see people making videos about it all the time. I could eat 1,000 calories a day of McDonald's and lose weight. I could eat 1,000 calories a day of ice cream and lose weight. Now, is that healthy? No. Is that something I should be eating? No. Is it, in a way, self-sabotaging by eating garbage food, even though at a reduced caloric intake level? Yes, it is. But it'll work. It'll work, especially if you're younger. The younger you are, God bless you, youngsters. Your metabolism is firing on all cylinders, and everything is good there. But the caloric deficit is absolute king. Bottom line, that's if you take nothing away from this other than that, that's what you need to take away. Prioritize protein and nutrient-dense foods. High protein diets, 1.6 to 2.2 grams per pound of body weight. And that not only preserves muscle, but it increases your fullness. And if you do that, that's hard to do, by the way. That's not easy to hit. If you want to gain 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight, if you're a 150-pound person, which is my left thigh, that's 300 grams of protein a day. That's a lot of freaking protein. And the other thing about that, you want to stay at your caloric deficit, which is your numero uno. So when you're eating this protein, you got to do lean protein. If we're talking about, I'm not talking about building muscle here, I'm talking about losing weight, ideally. Now, you can do both. It's a tough act, but the best thing, in my opinion, is to do one or the other, to bulk and get your muscle up, and then to shred, to get lean. But a lot of people, including myself, have done that dance. And many times you'll see the muscle coming as you're losing fat and you just start looking better and better. But I know muscle burns fat better, so it is good to have more muscle if you're trying to burn fat. Really get your metabolism rolling and firing up. So you get your protein up and do that with eggs, fish, fruits, vegetables, no processed carbs, no sugars. That will stabilize your insulin. That'll help you reduce fat storage, and you'll be golden. Lean proteins. All right, now let's get to how do you get into caloric deficit? How do you burn the calories? Strength training, absolutely necessity to efficiently burn fat. Lift weights 3 to 5 times a week. You don't have to be an Olympic power lifter, but the muscle will boost your metabolism. Lifting weights. Muscle burns calories even when you're at rest. The more muscle you have, the more calories your body will consume just sleeping. And then ideal for strength training are big lifts, squats, bench press, those kind of things. Be very careful, though. Very, very careful. Don't go heavy. Just slow and steady wins the race when it comes to strength training, especially if you are not normally used to it. And even if you are, then be extra careful, because then you do stupid stuff and realize, hey, I could totally just warm up with this and then blow your shoulder out and then you never work out again. Right here, hands up. The other hand, though, because that shoulder hurts. Incorporate cardio, 2 to 3 sessions of high-intensity interval training. This is a good one. So if you're going to do 3 to 5 days a week of weight training, you do cardio, which they call HIIT, high-intensity interval training. It's a really good thing where you do like what's called circuit training. And anything you do workout-wise, it's good to shock your system. So if you do weightlifting one day, and then you do interval training another day, and then you just do some pretty intense cardio another day, you're getting a good jolt, and you're going to help your metabolism at that point. So the HIIT training is, even if you get on a treadmill, you could do like sprint for a minute, walk for 3 minutes, sprint for a minute, walk for 3 minutes. That kind of stuff is really good for shocking your body and getting it going. So think about that. And then they say increase NEAT. That is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. What the F did you just say, Stretch Out Reed? Because I don't understand that at all. You can burn 200 to 800 calories a day by non-exercise activity is what that means. So taking the stairs. And one I like in here, you know, and they say that we've gone over this before. If you're having a phone call meeting, you know, go walk in the parking lot at work or go walk around the block at work and, you know, bring your cell phone and do your phone call meeting and get some calories in, calorie burning in. But the one that I like, and it is kind of cool, fidgeting. Just move your body. I know it sounds like an old 80s dance record. Move your body. But that's what you want to do. Even fidgeting, wiggling. Any movement burns some type of energy. And if you're not taking donuts in your mouth and you're just moving your hands, shaking your hands, putting your hands up over your head, swinging your arms, that's movement. That counts. That's the little tiny bit incremental extra calorie burn that'll put you over the top. Obviously, sleep, 7 to 9 hours. That is it. And here's one that I don't talk about much, but I can tell you it is real, and I don't know why it works, but whenever I work out with trainers, I had one trainer in particular, and he was a psychotic about hydration, drinking water. And one thing, when you have a lot of water in, you're peeing. What's happening when you're peeing? You're flushing your body out constantly. And part of that flushing out, you're flushing out fat. You're flushing out stuff your body doesn't need. They say drink 2 to 3 liters of water daily to support metabolism and appetite control. And that's another thing, too. If you drink a lot of water with your lunch, you'll get full faster, and you won't eat as much. is the general idea, but there is something, and I don't know the science behind it, but I do know it is factual that drinking a lot of water will expedite weight loss. It really, really will. And I know it's got to do with the peeing constantly, but that's a pain in the butt. And if you are drinking that much water, highly recommend you wake up in the morning and start drinking it, and then you drink it till about lunchtime. Like, try to power through all that water. Just get it done early, because you're going to be peeing and you want to sleep. The 7 to 9 hours of sleep is highly interrupted if you drink until 10, 11 o'clock at night and then get up all night to take a piss. Not good. Things to avoid are the crash diets, because your metabolism gets jacked. And I know Ozempic, by the way, I'm not on Ozempic anymore. I stopped taking it completely. But Ozempic is a bad thing. It's a metabolism killer. If you get off of it, you're screwed. So we'll see what happens to me if I get super fat. I mean, fatter than I already am. And then intermittent fasting is a good idea. You can always try that out. That does work. And if it suits your lifestyle, and then especially if you have diabetes or something, though, check your doctor, any of that stuff. But that's, in a nutshell, our best case scenario for to burn some fat, to lose some weight. And we are knocking on summer's door. We are going to be out. It is a mankini season for me soon. I will have my fat, sexy, hairy body out on the beach, oiling up and getting the pose on. I'm hearing a lot, and I'm going to investigate this and get back to you on an upcoming podcast, but I'm hearing a lot about sunblock being incredibly bad for you and possibly skin cancer causing. I got to research it more, but I'm hearing that, and there's a lot of people talking about that on the internet. It could be some internet BS, but I'm going to look into it. All right, here is my... after the fire, fuck Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass, right in the, you know what I'm talking about, update. And that is this. As of today, fire was January 7th when my house burned down. We have not received one penny from the city, one penny from the state, one penny from FEMA. Our insurance policy is paid in full. And I can tell you, it is not going to cover the rebuild of the house. So, know that. The rebuild's not going to be covered. And we've appealed and appealed to FEMA, and they're giving us absolutely nothing. We were getting at a point, because everything we get, we're just throwing into the bank and saving it, knowing that we weren't going to have enough from just the insurance money to do the rebuild. What's ironic and strange is... we're looking at, hopefully, if all goes well, a wash, that we will have to take out a loan equal to what we owed on the house that burned to the ground. And we should be able to break even. But know that this, in doing that, we're talking about complete loss of all of our belongings. None of that will be paid for. All of our furniture, all of our clothes, all of our everything, our life is gone. The house will be back, but that's gone. And it is crazy. I can tell you, I pray a lot. You guys know I'm religious. Go to church a lot. Pray a lot. And something happened today that is act of God in my eyes, which is very weird. Told you we're still not in the apartment. It's still being worked on. But even when we get in the apartment, we don't have dishes. We don't have refrigerator. We don't have, you know, the basic crap that you need. Coat hangers, like all that crap is going to have to come now. So, and we're trying to not spend money. We're trying to like hold the money till the house is rebuilt and then get all that for the house. But granted, I know anything we buy furniture wise, we can bring with us. So, but the refrigerator is going to be, it's a special sized refrigerator because it's for an apartment, the apartment kitchen's small. And my wife's like, we don't have the money to do this. Like, what are we going to do? We need stuff, but we don't have the money for it. We have to save it for the house. And I was like, I don't know. And it's not like a ton of money. We don't need that much money. And And even the money from Buy Me a Cup of Coffee, all of that money has gone into the house fund. That's where everything's gone. And I told my wife in one of my podcasts I did a couple weeks ago of My God Wants to Talk to You, it was about not worrying. You're taught if you're not into religion at all, this could bore you. But if you are a Christian and you were taught to not worry, it's you can't gain anything from worrying, and it shows a lack of faith, that you just got to have faith. And I did a podcast on it a couple weeks ago or so, and I told my wife, I'm like, she's stressed about it. And I'm like, here's what you do. You keep doing your daily life and God's going to take care of you. There's a story in the Bible about God takes care of the birds. Do you ever see birds? Do they have a job? No, they come down and they eat. Well, where do they get their food? Their food's provided for them. It's just there. They're not lazy bums. They don't just sit in their nest and get fat and watch TV. They work. They run around and gather food, but the food's there for them. The water's there for them. Wild animals, the food's there for them. And we are greater than all of the animals on the earth. And I know you're like, well, what about hungry people? What about homeless people? What about starving people? There's something that will work for them. They can go to a shelter. There are options out there for you. And we have jobs and we work. And I told my wife, don't worry about it. It will be provided. Just do your work. Continue to work hard at your job. And things will take care of themselves. We'll be fine. Stop stressing. Stop worrying. And I got a text message yesterday from the Red Cross. The Red Cross reached out to me. They literally called my cell phone a few days after the fire and said, hey, we understand you were in the fire zone. Were you affected? I said, yeah. And they gave me $1,200. And I got it that day. They're like, here. And I went to Walmart and picked it up. $1,200. Done. And it was cool, and it was very much needed at that point. At that point, we were worrying about, oh, God, we don't have clothes. We don't have this. We need to get stuff to just continue to function on a daily level. And so we got that. And then I got a text from them yesterday, and I honestly thought it was spam. I even deleted it as spam on my phone. And it said, hey, they're doing another round of funding for the Red Cross. And they were very particular when they gave us the money, and they said, this is a one-time deal. Only one per household, blah, 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 and cool. All right, great. So I deleted it. Then my wife goes, hey, the neighbors are talking about the Red Crosses helping people again that were fire victims. I go, no, they were one time only. We got it. I saw that email. I deleted it. That was spam. She's like, no, it wasn't. The neighbors are getting money. And I'm like, okay. So I go back and undelete the email and unspam the email. And sure enough, the Red Cross came through today with another $3,200. The Red Cross has given us the most money of anything out there. Anything. It's where we've received the most money. So we're at almost $5,000 from the Red Cross. And there's been other charities that have been great and people helping out and kicking down. And I'm not kidding, a lady from my mom's church sent money in a card. And was like, your son just had his house burned. Out of the woodworks, the kindness of strangers and people and all of you guys and everyone who's contributed to Buy Me a Cup of Coffee. I can't thank you enough. It's been amazing and it's been so helpful. And that money has been needed. It has been. And I tell you guys, I don't really need stuff because with that first round of money and my work gave me money, everyone at work chipped in and they gave me money like day or two after the fire. And that's when I got. With that money, I bought my little laptop, which I'm doing the show on right now, the microphone. And I just got back to my life with that little bit of money. That was cool. So the money has come in from here or there, but the Red Cross has been stand up. They have been amazing, and I can't thank them enough. And at the same time, Samaritan's Purse was really good. There's been a lot of charities that have just helped out and a lot of really kind people. And I wanted to thank everyone who has looked out. It is much appreciated. The Red Cross, I can't say it. I'm going to donate to the Red Cross for the rest of my life. I will never stop giving to the Red Cross. I promise that. So very, very cool. And it was literally a godsend. It was, how are we going to deal with this? We're just going to keep our nose to the grindstone and have faith. That's what we're going to do. And then $3,200 came through yesterday. So it was cool. Very, very grateful for that. And that's going to put a refrigerator and the finishing touches on the apartment so that we can actually move in there and have a normal life. So, man, it is good news, and I am thankful. I'm so thankful. I will talk to you guys again on Monday with another episode here of Fat to Fit or Else. I hope you have a great weekend. Looks like it might rain a little here in Southern California, according to weather reports. That will suck some balls. So be careful out there, because people in California can't drive and they're stupid and stuff. I know, I live here. So I will talk to you on Monday. Till then, have a good one.